Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 70 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. Thank you. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 80 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 82 degrees.
Okay, he feels empty.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is KYNU.
KYNU, this is NAWCB, good evening to you. Well, back at it today. How is work going this balmy Tuesday?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. I did backup today, so it wasn't bad at all. So, and then I got Saturday, half a Saturday and half a Sunday off, so it's going to be a good week.
Well, at least those days are approved there for you, and then, you know, like you say, that'll kind of cut the weekend down a little bit. So hopefully the 6th on Saturday and Sunday will go quickly, and that way you can early and go watch the performances there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for the girls. They're excited, a little nervous about it, but I think they'll do all right. I'm excited for them.
I'm sure they'll do just fine. And for, you know, them just starting out, I'm sure that, you know, take that into consideration there. So I'm happy for them in that way.
Yeah, for sure. How are you guys doing? How's your day today?
Doing pretty good. I got the lawn done yesterday and did some watering today. I did a lot of stuff last week, so I'm kind of glad with it getting the temperatures going up and then the air quality. I've not had to spend as much time outside, and I'm working on Lee's dissertation now, his chapter 3. So proofreading that and enjoying that process there for him and reviewing his work. He's done a good job there, but other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Good. You guys able to stay cool? The house keeping cool?
Yeah, actually, it's not bad. So far today, downstairs is cool. I think it's about 70 degrees. Upstairs is a little bit warmer, probably about 72. I think we've maintained
pretty decently up here, so we haven't had turned the air conditioner hasn't been on, so that's a good thing. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Please keep it up with the weather there, and we keep the house cool for you.
Yes, indeed. I think it used to be pretty good. We run about maybe, if we can keep it about 75, especially up here, I'm pleased. We usually run at about 72 downstairs. So if I can keep it about 75 or a little under, it seems to do the job pretty good. They got the ceiling fans going, a couple others, so it should do the job.
Good, good.
So, well, at least, like I say, at least for you guys, you got that air conditioner that the person there giving you there. And at least you can keep, whether it's a living room or your room or what it is, movable or that. At least that'll help you guys out.
Yeah, for sure. It works out really well. It keeps the house pretty cool, and I think if we had two of them, we're looking at getting the second one. I think once we get the second one, it actually does pretty decent. I think it would cover the whole house.
I'm sure it would. It probably, like I say, would benefit at least for you guys to sleep at night, stay cool, and then, like I say, the rest of the house and the main living area for you, it would probably benefit you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. We got a gate for the hallway because we've had to shut the door to the bathroom because. The miniature one will go in and play in the toilet, and so we gotta close the bathroom for him. But we ended up getting a case for the hallway, so now we keep the bedrooms open and the bathroom open, so it's not like they won't get as hot as they would if they were shut up.
Yeah, that'll help them to sleep better at night. And, I know a couple of children that used to do that here. Places where we lived previously, we had to put a foot there way up high in the bathroom door, so small children from playing in the bathroom. If you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. he's very mischievous. We've had to put locks in each of the cabinets because he'll go in and pull everything out in the cabinets in the kitchen and then play inside the cabinet. So like, no, this isn't gonna work. We're gonna close this off so he can't do that.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Hopefully don't worry about creating havoc in the kitchen and dumping stuff all over the place, especially with food or making more mess to clean up. That doesn't work out so well. You'll definitely have to keep him occupied with his toys and his brothers and sisters, I guess.
Yeah, he's a little mischievous, get into things and stuff. Even if he has his own toys, he still likes to get into things. He thinks it's fun to touch my radio. I was just like, no. Those are off limits, you don't touch those. And he thinks it's fun. It's like, no. I'm not having fun, and this is not fun. It's like,
WCB. Yep. definitely wants to expand his horizons there. definitely gotta set those boundaries, I guess. And that's the time to do it when they're little there. Get to set the boundaries, what they can touch, what they can't, what they can do and what they can't do. So that's good. Glad you guys are doing that. Yes, and hey, you know, later on in life, if you want to grab a ham radio, I'm totally good with that. But like right now, not so much. Yeah, maybe one of these days that he can get into the hobby. Today, he could definitely cause some mischief there on the band there for Danny. And he simply don't want that type of a reputation. Don't want that to happen. Nope, not at all. So, trying to be careful and stuff. That's right. Hopefully one day he'll become a ham radio operator and get him and Zach and Micah all into the hobby. Yeah, definitely in that way. And you know, who knows? Granddaughter or daughter there could take it up as well. It'd be interesting to see what direction, like I say, it's interesting to see what direction these kids are going in, what they like, what they don't like, and you know, each of them are unique and different. Sam, I'm interested to see what direction that they'll take, and who knows, maybe this could be him, could be that. That's true. That is very true. So, but yeah, I don't know. It's fun. Hopefully, they get into something good, something that they can enjoy. You know, whatever. I'll support them in whatever they do.
Yeah, that's it. You know, stuff that'll keep them occupied. Keep them out of trouble, give them something constructive to do, you know, a hobby or something that they like to do, or point them in a career choice, or, you know, whatever, wherever it takes them there, absolutely, I'm definitely praying for them towards that end, in their lives ahead.
Yeah, definitely. So, good stuff. I was going to tell you something I just totally forgot. I just, like, had a senior moment there.
It'll come back to you. I definitely have a few of those senior moments there. It's like, what was I going to say, or what was I going to do, or what did I come up here for? Especially in this house, coming up and down the stairs, it's like, why am I up here? And then go back downstairs and say, oh yeah, that's why. And they're going to turn around and come back upstairs again.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. It's like, wait a minute here, this, I'm too young for this. I can't be having this. I guess part of getting old, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tom and I are in a place that, you know, it's the realization that, you know, not as sharp as we once were, and you can't do what we once did, and, you know, just that realization. I mean, sometimes, you know, you get kind of frustrated about it, and you come to that realization and say, hey, this is what I can do, and, you know, work around your strengths that you have and work around it, and we just kind of make up for it in, I guess, in other ways, I suppose.
evaluating things, and like, all right, can't do this, I can't, you know, can't do that. And one of the days, my arthritis, it was one of the, it was going to rain, and my arthritis just hurt. And, I can't do this, and just kind of, I guess, just take it easy, take it slow, and enjoy what you can do, I guess.
That's it in that way. I try to be a little bit more deliberate and kind of take it slow and getting up and firing up or bounce down the stairs. So it's trying to be a little bit more deliberate in my movements and think about what you're doing and if I can do this today and if I can do that with something else tomorrow, it seems to work out better for me. And then, feel like you accomplished something, but, you know, not overdoing it, get overwhelmed or tired in that. But, and especially with arthritis, it really takes a lot out of you. You're painful and you know, hurt, so, you know, you're exerting more in that, and it makes it hard.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just one of those things, it's just like, all of a sudden, you know, you're going along, and you know, you're able to do this, and then one day it just hits you, and they weren't wrong. I forget who it was that was telling me, when you hit your, you know, late 30s, early 40s, it just hits you like a brick, a load of bricks, and, you know, you wake up one morning, and your knees hurt, your hips hurt. Can't remember what you're supposed to do, and you're fortunate if you can remember.
NAWCB, yeah, absolutely. It's but you know, you just keep on doing what you can, and like I say, try to work around those things, and. My circumstances where I'm at right now, make some small goals. Here's what I want to do today. Work about an hour or so on it. Work on something else tomorrow. And, you know, be tense. And that way, you know, I'm not getting too tired, stressed out.
Through in the morning and late evening, soybeans, so.
Definitely keep an eye on the Discord app and keep an eye on the weather tomorrow.
sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and enjoy your evening. 73s and 88 to Mom, KYNU, Claire.
WPRY950 doing a radio check. KF8AKV hears you. I hear you loud and clear over here. Where are you located?
You're going to have to Google it to find it. Muir is a small town in Ionia County. How about yourself?
I'm in East Lansing.
Well, yeah, you've probably never been through Muir, but if you go straight north to St. John's and hang a left.
Yeah, it's true that I haven't been out that way for sure.
I'm slowly getting things around. There's a 7 o'clock net out of Grand Rapids I like to listen to and sometimes participate in.
Very good. I just got an antenna here for my vehicle, and I just wanted to see how it was doing.
I hear you fine. Did you put in W8BCI yet?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Do you have W8BCI programmed into your radio?
Oh, no.
Because this one is actually part of a link system. Everybody from south of Detroit to up way north of Saginaw listens in.
Copy that.
Well, can I get your call sign one more time so I can write you down?
WRPY950.
I haven't seen a call sign like that before. That's very interesting.
Am I not allowed to be on this one with a GMRS clearance, or do I need a ham for this?
KF8DTV, comment?
I think I know what you're going to say, but go right ahead. I got to get ready for this net.
Thank you for letting me in for a minute. To the man with the GMRS license, you are correct. You are in the amateur band, and you are not supposed to be out here right now.
Thank you.
This is KF8AKV. I don't think I'm going to write it down. I'm not going to snitch anybody out, but live and learn. That's what I'm going to chalk it up to.
Yeah, copy that. I don't want him to get in any trouble either, so anyway, I got a delivery I got to make. KF8DTZ clear.
Good talking with you. KF8AKV will be 73.
KC9EQW Mobile, listening.
station calling. I think I might have doubled on you. This is KC9EQW Mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees.
KE8DON testing.
KE8DON.
KC8ELQ, KE8DON.
Yes, 5x5, sir.
Okay, Roger that. Thanks for the test. KE8DON out.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 78 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.